Serious clowns rail ride off into the sunset. Once a year, the serious clowns converge upon Reed Books, the Museum of Fond Memories. This has been going on for decades. Sometimes I'm prepared. Sometimes it slips my mind, this convergence of serious clowns. In the front door of the shop, there's a bell. The front door will chime, and in straggles a sad-looking, faintly tattered young man, forlornly casting his gaze about the place as if searching for something specific. I greet him and ask what I can help him find. "Circus things?" he timidly answers, and asks at the same time. "Sure," I say, relieved that I now know who he is. I lead him to a small bookcase wherein awaits circus programs, circus posters, circus books, circus circulars, all things circus that accumulate in this one place. He happily focuses on the trove, and I leave him to his bliss. He's another clown from the traveling Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, an annual visitor to town whose off-duty hours as a performer are filled with gentle obsessions, quiet probes for more circus paraphernalia to take with him on the circus train, his home for much of the year. Later in the day, other clowns in various states of sadness and seriousness and tatteredness amble into the shop, some remembering from years past where I keep the goodies, others new with the trade, needing to ask. After the first one, I'm ready to help them. They're so easy to spot. I enjoy these clowns. They remind me of my childhood generation's zeal for all things circus, our certain knowledge that running away to join the circus would be the noblest and scariest thing we could possibly do. Because of the scary part, we never did it. But the dream never dies. Scattered conversations with these clowns and the buddies they sometimes bring with them, animal trainers and acrobats and musicians, allow me to learn about the actual life of modern circus employees. Gone are the days of sawdust and canvas tents and disheveled elephants, but still present is the tramp-like life of living in a tiny train compartment, never settling down, missing out on lifelong relationships, depending upon fellow travelers for friendship and support. These clowns are sturdy survivors, estranged from their roots, and I find them to be bright, sensitive, and extremely serious about their comedic lives. They collect books on famous comedians, ephemera about carnivals and circuses, and they know their profession's history very well. Their visits remind me of one constant factor in my lifelong love of the past. Everybody has a story. Everybody has many stories. And those everybodies who get really lucky find a way to tell their stories in non-threatening ways. As any performer knows, it's easier to tell stories to strangers than to family, friends, and neighbors. And there are no repercussions when the audience goes home or when you, the performer, ride away on the rails to another town. Like the Lone Ranger, you can come to town, do your duty, make someone happier for a moment, then quickly leave before being punished for your good deeds. And, like the Lone Ranger, you can glance over at your companions and say, "Our job is done here," and off you go in a cloud of dust, or rather a mist of diesel fuel and scattering gravel.